says, the mission of this Parak Aleph, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shachshuva, in Shashini, he says six things in Amayur Adam L'Tshuva. He finishes off with the mission of this that he says is a big key to making Musar count. We want to focus it on the Mishnah that Rabbeinu Yonah brings. He brings the Mishnah of Hillel, the end of Parak Kama, Eina Nili Mili. If a person is not going on his own to work on himself, Mili, it's not going to happen. It explains the Rabbeinu Yonah a very interesting point. Most people feel like, okay, so I go to Shmuzim, so I'm going to be a tzaddik. I come to Musa Seder, I'm going to be a tzaddik. And they think it's sort of like a natural thing. If you go to Musa Shmuzim, so automatically it has Ashba. Now, going to Musa Shmuzim, learning Musa is Gevaldik. You get a lot of schar, and it does help. However, Zokta Rabbeinu Yonah, it's only half of the job. It's like starting something and not finishing. What's the finishing point? Azag de Rabbeinu Yonah, very interesting. What happens? We go to Shmuzim and we get very Messiah. Ah, Torah is Nifladik, the Schar of Torah is Gevaldik, Yerushamayim, ah! But as the time goes on, the Hesiris fades. You leave the Shmuz and slowly, slowly the Hesiris dies down, and slowly, slowly you go back to yourself again. As im eina nili mili, zagder benu yonah. You could be in the best yeshiva. You could be with the best bachram. Serious matzah. Come on. You could have the best rebbe, the best shmuzim. Aba lamaise, if you're not going to work on yourself, to take things into your heart, and to bring them lamaise, mili, it's not going to help. And who's the dugma of this par excellence? You have Yishmael that grew up in the house of Avram. He had such a Baal Musar as a father. Wow, Avram Avinu, what could be better? Mamish such a Baal Chesed. And we see Yishmael is a achso she'ein kamoyu. Oyum v'noira is achzorius. But he grew up in the house of Avram Avinu. He had good ideas, good ideals in his house. He was brought up with a father who loved him. It's like, you know, they say the guys that went off, it's because they didn't have a loving father. He had Avraham Avinu. He had a loving father. He had such a good tati. But people don't realize, and this is very, very important. People speak and they say, you know, we were mechanich, and what went wrong with our chinuch? Rebbeim, that's some parents. Rebbeim said, we work and work with this boy and we can't figure out what went wrong. You not know what went wrong? Because after all the chinuch and all the work, at the end of the day, he's a Baal Bechinuch. He has his own decision. He makes his decisions in life. You could have great parents, you could have great yeshivas, great chinuch, but you make the decision. You're a Baal Bechinuch. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. In Eina Nili, if you're not going to make up very strongly that you're going to work on yourself and be a Ben Aliyah and work on improving yourself, merely, it's just not going to happen. Because this is a very important point. When you go to Musa Shmuzim, you're not just going to hear a nice idea. Like, okay, give me 2 minutes, I'll give you a good thought on the parasha. I'll give you a good thought on life. I'm going to tell you a life-changing feeling. We're going to change your life. Oh, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen in 1 second. It doesn't happen from one thought. Even if you buy the Torah Anytime book, it doesn't happen. Yeah. It's not the way they advertise it. It doesn't work that way. Life-changing is an avoider. It's a very hard avoider. You have to have good thoughts and good ideas, but you also have to work on making it happen. So the question is why do we have to work so hard to make it happen? You know, I hear a good idea. I like that idea. I even said it over in the Shabbos table. So why do I have to work so hard to make it happen? because we don't realize the biggest enemy we have in the world is ourselves. Why? Because I want to do something else. I don't want to do that. Yeah. Learning is great. So why isn't everyone must meet it? Why is it so hard to get people to come to say they're on time? To get people to come to night say, to get people to learn on Friday? Why? Yeah, and making mifsayim will do hagbalot. It's not going to work. Yeah. Why? What's the problem? Because people want to do other things. They enjoy other things. It's very hard for a person to be machmiya himself, to really be machmiya, to do something he doesn't want to do be'etzem. And people, they push it, they're not makir themselves. They don't know who they are. They're in the chalaimis that I think Torah is chashiv, and I think this is important, I think midas tovus are important. They don't realize we got a body. We got a yetzahara. We have other tzainis that are inside of us that are a stira to what we're learning. It takes a tremendous hachna and avoida to change yourself. As that's the ikar avoida. In eina nili mili. If you're not going to understand me, Roish, to be a tzaddik, to be a choshev person, actually to live life with quality, in any way, you got to work on yourself, it's just not going to happen. You have to really work on yourself, to build yourself, to make it happen. I have another secret. Before you go into Shidduchim, if you're younger light, marriage also needs to be worked on. Chinuch also needs to be worked on. Everything in this world, you got to work on. Adam la'amo yule. It's not just panosa. If you want to be rich, you got to work. Everything in life in Ruchnius, you got to work. If you don't work, if you don't focus on it, you don't work on it, it's not going to happen. Memela. As that's big number one. People have this like impression like, okay, so I go to Shmuzim, I'm a tzaddik, I learn Musar, I'm a tzaddik. It's not enough. You really have to be working on yourself, making kabbalas on yourself, making siyogging on yourself, pushing yourself to do the right thing, pushing yourself to come to Seder, pushing yourself to learn in Seder, pushing yourself to learn in times that are hard. The more you push yourself, the more you do the right thing, the more you change, the more you grow. As that's step number one. The big secret to Musa, everyone talks about the Musa movement, what was the secret of the Musa movement, how do we learn Musa? It's partially, meina nili, mili, number one. Okay. Ukshani la'atzmi, ma'ani. What is this coming to teach us? As kipshuta, it means that if a person lives for himself and he's not there for other people, ma'ani, what is his value? That's the way many mefarshim learn, and it really is true, and it's upon him entire. But for now, we want to go into the pshat of the Miri, which comes with a whole different angle, a very interesting angle, chodesh de angle, but it's a big yisoy. Ukeshani la'atzmi, if I live my whole life and I'm selfish, and I'm only thinking of my toivis oilom hazeh, ma'ani, what is my value at the end of the day? What am I worth? Kishani la'atzmi, what interests me in life? There was someone, a cab driver, he said his brother, Nebuch, he had a clot in his heart, as the doctor said, that it's very dangerous in your matzav to do surgery, as you have to go on a diet. He gave him a very strict diet. Mamish, no meats, no spicy food, a very strict diet. He said his brother went into a depression. Why did his brother go into depression? Because why are we alive? To eat! If I can't eat good food, if I have to eat bread, simple food, what am I living for? I don't have any hana in Olam Hazeh. His brother went into a depression. And this cab driver understood him very well. His mom is saying over, like, that's the ikar hana in Olam Hazeh, is food. If we don't have that hana, like, what are we enjoying in the world? I was looking at a smartphone, but can you... food is dekar, dashteta. Yeah, there's people they call in America foodies, you know, a whole science of how to make your food, how to cook your food, how to dress your food. And you don't call it food, you call it cuisine. It's a ganze chochma. Whenever you go and go away, we don't bring a cook, we bring the chef. Maven Yavin. It's a ganze. If you think about it at the end of the day, if all I am in life is that I ate three times a day, as you could be a pig. They eat good too. What are you worth as life? And Poshet, he's not embarrassed to say it. It's like, Poshet, you feel that way too, no? Unbelievable. Kishani la'atz mimani. But if you think about it, let's go a little bit deeper. So what's more? The way I look. How handsome I am, how well I dress, the nice car I have, how prestigious I am, how much money I'm making, how much people are watching what I put up on social media. Ooh, now you're talking. COVID. Void. How many people could I shtach that I'm better than them? It's like a bachur who was in a dira and he had a visitor from another yeshiva. Doesn't make a difference which one. And he asked him, okay, so you're in the mir, which part of the mir? Beis Yeshaya. Ooh, you're a mirdo. As this guy, he was mevayish pnei chaveroi berabim. He's not a mirdo, but he gave up his whole chilek in Olam Haba because he has a big mouth and he's a big bal gaiva. As what does it show? He's one loy l'shmadika, that I have to put myself one up and put everyone down. Is he worth something? Mr. Eilim says, what do you mean? It says you learn shaloy l'shma. Shemitay shaloy l'shma v'al l'shma. It's okay, so they're learning shaloy l'shma because they want to be chashiv. Yeah. But Taisus says that shaloy l'shma is not l'kanter. If you're doing it to put people down and to step on people, das is gerua vashchosa mamish. As kishani la'atzmi, and la'atzmi means the only atzmi is when I put down other people. He's mamish like an Esav al charbucha tichya. His chias is from chopping everyone else and putting them down. Money. When you do something raw and rain pure l'shem shamayim, whoa, that's a tyra person, a special person. V'tali beinu lo'avdecha be'emes. I'm walking in the street and I could look at something and I don't look, not because anyone knows, just Hashem. I could say a piece of lashon hara, real juicy. And I don't. No one's going to know if I said it or I didn't say it. It's not going to make my shidduch or break my shidduch. Hashem, I do it raw and rain. Wow, that's a person. That's a special person. I help someone else, not because I want the person to like me, not because I want the person to say I'm great by shidduchim. I help other people because I care. I really want to help people. Wow. That's a person. That's special. We live in a society where social pressures are so strong, it's deteriorating what's real in life. Everything we do is like social pressure, what everyone's going to think about me. What are they going to say about me? That we sort of lost a touch with reality, what's real about us. Kishani la'atzmi, a whole day long, is thinking either taibus olam hazeh or kavod olam hazeh, ma'ani. What do I have to show for my life? What am I really worth? So powerful and penetrating, this Miri. The real value in life is when we do things that have real value to them. Then we have value. Because the more you fill yourself up with valuable things, the more valuable you really are. V'im lai achshav emasai. That's the last chilek of the Mishnah. This is very negated to Bachrim and younger people. What do Bachrim say? I'm a Bachar. I'm going to live it up. When I get married, I'll get serious. Then they get married. What do they say? Shana Rishayna. We have to chill. Then what do they say afterwards? They say nowadays they say Shana Rishayna is 5 years. What do they say afterwards? I have children. What do you expect from me? Panosa, what do you expect from me? So when are you gonna, when I retire? When I retire, I'll have time to, yeah. And life goes by, and we're always making excuses. We're always pushing it off. When are you gonna be a real Baal Ali and work on building yourself for real? It's not going to happen. Start now. It's the best time in the world. Don't leave a day go by where you're wasting your life. Chop whatever you can and make it as worthwhile as possible. And chaval for every day. We just let it go by. There's one time a bachur that went on a Bein Hazmanim trip to somewhere far away in Europe. On day number 2, the bachur was like, we have to do things. We're wasting our time. We traveled all the way to Europe. What are we doing here? Eating out? I could do that in America. We gotta go. We gotta go to this place. We gotta see this. I'm wasting my time. Other guys, I'm wasting my summer. What am I doing here? Mayor Kim? Come on! I gotta do something better than that. We're so makbid, we don't waste our time and our lives. The biggest present in the world that Hashem gave to us is life and time. We want to waste it. We want to throw away such a beautiful opportunity because Zeicha is so big. As powerful as the point is, if you're not going to work to bring it Lamaisa like we started off, Emeina Nili, Mili. The point is powerful, but the only one that's going to make it alive by you is you. And the way you do it is start living life more meaningfully. Start doing things that are more meaningful with your life. Pushing yourself to do the right thing. And you know something? The more you push yourself to do the right thing, the less you'll be meshubit to public opinion. Because you feel good about yourself because you're really doing good things. Why do people, are they so meshubit to public opinion? Because their lives are so empty. Because all they have is public opinion. If we fill our life with meaningful things, we don't need public opinion. Very important. As Havoy, let's take a step together. Vim lo yachshav, emosai. I don't know what we should have heard this before Shavuos. No, we should hear it after Shavuos. Because vim lo yachshav, emosai. Every day, let's make it count. Let's make our lives count. Let's stop wasting it. Let's start using it well. It's a training process. It may not nearly mealy, but start to do it. And you're going to see the one who's going to come out is you. People, they leave after Eretz Yisrael and they say, I don't understand why I had to come to Eretz Yisrael. I was learning good in my yeshiva in America. Why did I have to come to Eretz Yisrael? And the Rebbeim in America also say maybe the Bachrim shouldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. Yet, such a chaval. You have such an opportunity to grow here. If you go and you feel that way, chaval, you wasted it. Everywhere you go, you can make it count. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. Avira Eretz Yisrael Machim. And the whole Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, all the tzaddikim wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim wanted to come. The Chafetz Chaim wanted to come. Why? It's such an opportunity. You can grow so much here. Chaval, chaval, the attitude. Yeah. This one bacho who came from a bris-oriented yeshiva, he told me none of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael know how to learn. It's only bris knows how to learn, and they're not bris-oriented. Oh, I was like blown away. No one in Eretz Yisrael could learn. Old Israeli bachrim. Yeah. There's no Torah in Eretz Yisrael. How much narrow-minded she'ain kamayu. Until I heard a Rav in America, he coined it so well. He was quoting Sfarim, he was giving halacha shir, and he said, this Sfarim was from a Machaber in Eretz Yisrael, this Sfarim was from a Machaber in Eretz Yisrael. He says, between me and you, all the good Sfarim that came out in the last 10, 20 years, they're all printed in Eretz Yisrael. All the big Talmidei Chachamim that are putting out the Sfarim that everyone's using is Kemat Kulam, about 98% of them from Eretz Yisrael. As the Bachar shried, Mishnah Sirvarin! He said, if you look, it's printed by the Raven who lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud by Sirvarin, but he came to Eretz Yisrael. Why did they hire an Israeli to print Mishnah Sirvarin? A good kasha. But they did. I wouldn't say Mishnah Sirvarin is the most popular sefer in the bookshelf. It's a gewaldig sefer. Machas Rishonim being mamayed it. But it's not the most popular sefer. When you're learning Nashim and Ezekiel, the other svarim, you think El Tairo, Vechule, and all the other Ayako, Vechule. And they said there's the other one at Teresh Loimo, whatever it is. Okay. There's a little bit of Har on one Amit. A little bit, one, two Haras. Yeah, it's not like the Hekif of the svarim that come out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. There's a lot to grow here. Chop it! There's a lot to gain, a lot to grow. Yeah. The Ilum should continue to steig here. We're just trying to be Ma'ir and Ma'yashle Ve'emasai, Ve'meina Nili, Mili. Hashem Yas, everyone should steig and box to the heights that he could.